Llevamos Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Gimel 13:3, and this Mishnah does not translate well, literally word for word, so you're going to have a hard time with it, but here's what it means. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Kol akava shehi min ha'ish, any scenario in which the woman stayed in the marriage, akava, like she stayed back, meaning she stayed in the marriage, shehi min ha'ish, the reason for her staying was for the sake of her husband, meaning that she didn't leave him until he divorced her. So that means that divorce was thanks because of his prerogative. And therefore, until then, she wanted to be married. And therefore, she's not like undoing the marriage. And that being the case, kiilu hi ishto. So we treat her as if she were married, or she was married, until the time of getting the get. On the flip side, kol akava she'ena min ha'ish. Anytime that the delay in her being in the marriage wasn't for the sake of him, meaning she wanted out, and therefore she ultimately did miyun, ki'ilu eina ishto, then it's as if she never had been married to him. That's the whole Mishnah. The explanation of the ramifications of that Mishnah will be in the next couple of Mishnayos. But let me just explain the one pivotal issue here. And I've said it before, but I'm saying it again for the sake of this Mishnah. When a woman gets a get, or in this case, if the girl gets a get, so that will end their marriage. But forevermore, she's considered to be a grusha, a divorcee of this man. And they will have certain ramifications, which will be explained in the coming Mishnayos. On the other hand, if she does miyun, she rejects him, so then we say that it's retroactive, lemafreya. From the time that she supposedly was married to him, she never had been married to him. It was never anything. And that being the case, she's not considered to be his divorcee. She's not divorced from him. She had been living with him, but now no longer. And that being the case, they never have, and they won't have going forward, anything that resembles like an ex-marriage relationship, which again will have the ramifications regarding who she can marry and his relatives and that kind of thing, which will all be explained in the next couple of Mishnayos.